All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with more discipline, so let's get started. There are people here and there on the field. We start to warm up. Okay, then, let's see this so-called magic ball of yours. Miyagishi challenges Isabe, who is enjoying warming up. Okay, I guess we'll toss a few balls around. Isabe finishes up his stretches and grabs his mitt and his ball and starts to get into it. Hey, Takuro, I want to practice my pitches, so will you be my catcher? Me? Stop complaining and follow your president's orders. Fine. I pick up the catcher's mitt and go towards the batter box. Okay, here goes, Takuro. Anytime. I put on the mitt and answer Isabe with very little enthusiasm. Let's see how much of that idiot's tall tales are true. I'm not expecting much, but it would help if he was good enough to use. Come on now, if you're useless, then I'm next in line. Everyone has their own expectations as they watch Isabe get ready to pitch. Here goes! Stand! Whoosh! Isabe's form is exaggerated like in a baseball manga. He yelps loudly and throws the ball as hard as he can. His overwhelming gusto scares me a little. Whoosh! The ball leaves Isabe's hand and comes flying at me at incredible speeds. Not. The ball flies in a completely different direction. Ka-chink! The ball flies in a random direction, hits the net, and stops. It's about 5 meters from where I am. Oh, wow. Wow. Ugh. It's as everyone suspected. No one knows what to say. Oh, my bad. It's been about 6 months since I've thrown a ball. My hand lost control. Isabe smiles, embarrassed, and grabs another ball. This next one will be good. It'll be straight down the middle. Isabe winds up again, exaggeratedly. Stand. Whoosh! The second ball leaves his hand. We could tell that it was totally out of control. Not only did it not come straight down the middle, it wouldn't have landed in my mitt even if I stretched my arm as far as it would go. Clang! The ball flies into the metal fence again. Sorry, I lost a little control of my arm again. That was not just a little loss of control. I'm starting to get nervous. Wow, amazing lack of control. There is speed to it, though. Let's watch a little longer. Okay. Practice is over. Now I'll throw my magic ball. Oh, so that was just practice? He didn't throw a single good ball. Isabe isn't paying attention to me at all. He smiles as he tosses the rosin bag in his hands. When he's done getting ready, he picks up the ball. Here goes, Isabe's magic ball number one. He yells and swings his leg up high. He's holding the ball very strangely. Stance. Do or die. Shooting star. Wow, he's like a fucking manga character. Do or die! Shooting star magic ball! Whoosh! Isabe yells out the magic ball's name and throws the ball as hard as he can. As the ball leaves Isabe's hand, a white puff of smoke trails it. What? Wow. All eyes are on the ball. It comes straight towards me, surrounded by a white cloud of smoke. It really is like a shooting star. Zoop! Slam! This time the ball slams into my mitt. I catch the ball and blink my eyes. How do you throw a ball like that? How did you... Did you see that? My do-or-die magic ball? Isobe brags and smiles victoriously. Even Miyagishi is a loss for words. Blop! I feel something falling out of the mitt and grab it. What's this? I look at the rosin bag in my hand. What is this rosin bag? What is the rosin bag doing down... Hold on, let's try that one again, guys. What is the rosin bag doing here? The mitt is covered in white rosin. Was that smoke from the rosin bag? Once everyone discovers the truth about the magic ball, they look at Isobe with disgust instead of awe. What a fake! Fake! It was a fake. Hey, come on, are you criticizing my magic ball? That's against the rules, you can't do that during a game. Besides, they'll see through it and hit it easy. Oh yeah? Are you saying that someone can hit my magic ball? Then let's see you try to hit my magic ball number 2! Isobe challenges Miyagishi. Fine, go ahead. Throw it. Miyagishi is all smiles as she grabs the bat. She swings it with ease as she enters the batter's box. Are you sure you've never played baseball, right? I hold the mitt and ask Miyagishi with great doubt. Who do you think I am? I've never played baseball, but I go to the batting cages once a week. Whoosh! Whoosh! She checks her position in the box and shows off her swing. Okay, I just have to make contact with the ball, right? I could do that with my eyes closed. Miyagishi is as loud as Isobe. She finishes swinging and gets ready for the pitch. Anytime you're ready. Let's just see you hit it. No girl can hit my magic ball. Isobe yells and goes into his exaggerated posturing again. Stance. Magic ball number 2. Dividing magic ball. Whoosh. Just like its name, it looks like there are 2 balls coming at me. Wow, it really looks like there are 2 balls. No, he just threw 2 balls at once. Otakawa was watching very carefully. She saw through his gimmick. Idiot! Gimmick or not, Miyagishi hits the balls with ease, both of them. Wow, the balls go flying. The 2 balls that Miyagishi hit go flying over Isobe's head as he stands there, dumbstruck. They fly so far they would have gone out of the stadium for a home run. That wasn't at all like you said. It's much more challenging at the batting cage. But I can't believe you hit my magic ball. A double home run. Do you get it now? Your magic balls are fake and stupid. No, it's not over. I bet you can't hit my next magic ball. There's more? I can't believe it. I'm sure it's another stupid magic ball. Go ahead. I'll hit as many as you got. I never imagined that I would actually be using this magic ball. Isobe has a strange smile on his face. He grabs another ball. I really didn't want to bring this magic ball out, but I guess I have no choice. Stop mumbling and throw the ball! Here goes. It's my last magic ball. Let's just see you hit it. Isabe gets really into it and winds up. Stance. Magic ball number 3. Disappearing magic ball. The vanishing ball. Isabe yells the name and throws the ball harder than he's thrown it so far. Whoosh! We hear his arm cutting through the air. We can't believe our eyes. It disappeared? Wow! Isabe did complete the throwing motion with his arm, but the ball isn't anywhere. Go ahead, hit it! There's no way you can hit this perfect magic ball. Wah-ha-ha-ha! Isabe laughs his head off at us. What are you bragging about? You just hit the ball instead of throwing it. Isabe's jaw tightens. The ball falls out of his hand. There's nothing to it at all. He just didn't throw the ball. A totally childish magic ball. Uh-huh. I see. Miyagishi sees this and starts to crack her knuckles as she glares at Isabe. Ha! Come on, it's a joke! A joke! Huh? Why does everyone look so mad? Let me see the ball. Huh? Sure? I hand Miyagishi a ball. You? Miyagishi throws the ball in the air and swings at it, aiming straight for Isabe. You idiot! She swings as hard as she can, straight for Isabe. The bat and the ball make contact, making a pleasant sound. The ball flies straight for Isabe and hits him in the gut. Slam. Plop. Isabe takes a blow and falls to the ground. Leave him alone. Let's get on with this. Okay, then Isabe-kun will be the catcher. Isabe looks mad and hangs his head. It's Takagawa's turn next. Huh? I really have to do it? Of course you do. Now that we know that Isabe-kun is useless, we're counting on you. Let's see the arm of the ace. Takagawa hunches over in despair and grabs the glove and the ball. I try places with Isabe to let him catch. Okay, just throw the ball. Just toss it. Isabe grabs the catcher's mitt. He doesn't look remotely interested in being the catcher. Hey, Isabe-kun, show some more interest. But I'm not interested. Oh, then do you want me to wail on you again? Miyagishi grabs the bat. Okay then, go on Takagawa, give me everything you got, give it what you got! Isabe hits the mitt with his fists and gets into it. Okay, here goes! Takagawa winds up modestly and throws the ball as hard as he can. Whoosh! Poofed! Takagawa's ball lands in the mitt with a decent amount of speed and a decent amount of control. Okay, another! Takagawa takes the ball and throws again. Whoosh! Poof! There's not a lot of oomph in your throws. Takagawa-kun, can't you throw it faster? You make it sound so easy. Takagawa throws the ball harder this time. Whoosh! Wow! Poof! Takagawa's pitch is way out of control. Isabe stretches his arm and manages to catch it. Hey, what are you aiming at? If you focus on control, you sacrifice speed. If you focus on speed, you lose control. You're better than Isabe-kun, but you're just asking for a hit. Isn't that enough? Fine, that's enough. What, you're not saying I have to pitch, are you? Don't worry, we're not giving up on winning that easily. Phew! Takagawa exhales, relieved. Okay, I guess we should see Hayami-kun pitch next. You guess? Yeah, I guess it's a guess. I take the glove and ball from Takagawa and stand on the mound. Go ahead, whenever you're ready. I grab the ball and check out how it feels in my hand. A baseball is hard to grip, and there's quite a distance from the mound to the home plate. And because the mound is higher, it looks even farther. I don't know about this. Come on, Takaro, hurry up and throw it. Okay, I'm gonna throw it. I squeeze the ball and wind up. Stance. Whoosh! I throw the ball with all my might. It makes me fall forward. Ka-chink! The ball flies off and hits the metal fence. I'm not used to throwing like this, and it shows. Okay, that's fine. Arakawa expected as much and calls me off the mound. What? That's it? I got it. Hayami-kun, you play second base. I plod away from the mound and regret ever having acted on my pride. I made a total fool of myself. What are we gonna do? We don't have a decent pitcher. It's what I expected, but this is a problem. Arakawa looks around to see if there's anyone else. Hey, Miyagishi, wanna give it a try? Not me, my forte is hitting. Now that we know that the guys are no good, you're our only hope. Why don't you try, Arakawa? You're athletic. Huh? Me? Arakawa doesn't like Miyagishi's idea. There's no way I can do it. Stop being so modest. You're the one who stood out the most in that volleyball game. But that was volleyball. It's not that different. It's just a different size ball, that's all. I think it's totally different. Just try it. I'm sure you can do it. I don't know. Go on, put the glove on. All you have to do is throw it. Okay. Just a bit then. Miyagishi forces Arakawa into it. She puts the glove on and stands timidly on the mound. I'm not sure. Just watch. Arakawa is good at anything she sets her mind to. Miyagishi slaps me on the shoulder as I look on with doubt. Arakawa is an honor student, but this is different. What? What? A girl now? This is too much. Isabe looks at Arakawa on the mound in disgust. Shut up! Just keep your mouth shut and catch the ball! Yes, yes, yes! I'm ready! Okay then, here goes! Arakawa wraps her finger around the ball and winds up. Stance. Humph! Whoosh! Spin, spin, spin! Arakawa's ball flies towards Isabe at high speed. I can't believe a girl throw that ball. The ball flies through the strike zone and lands in the mix. No way, come on! Isabe looks at Arakawa in disbelief. Ouch, what speed? That was way more than 100 kilometers. It was 120, no, at least 130. Did you see that? Wow. Everyone, myself included, gasped at Arakawa's fastball in disbelief. What did I tell you? Even Miyagishi is surprised that her expectations have been exceeded. How was it? I'll try to throw it harder this time. Isabe throws the ball back to Otokawa. She throws the ball into the glove and assumes her pitching position with more intention. Did anyone bring the speed gun? This? Yeah, let's measure the speed. Takagawa takes the speed gun from Nonomiya and points it, waiting for the ball. Here goes! Stance. Otokawa goes into her windup. She puts her weight forward and swings her arm around like a whip and releases the ball. Whoosh! The second throw is much faster than the first one. It's like a straight white line heading right for the mitt. Isabe catches the ball and comments on the intensity. What a pitch! It's a waste for you to be in a cultural club. How fast was it? I asked Takigawa, who has the speed gun. 132 kilometers. 132 kilometers? Even a guy can't throw it that fast. And what control, too? Maybe that thing is broken. No, it's not surprising that her pitch was that fast. They say that for a woman to throw it 120 kilometers is fast. I can't believe Otokawa can throw it faster than that. Now I'm gonna try a trick ball. Otokawa's getting into it. She takes the ball again. Hey, you can't just throw a trick ball. Don't push yourself too hard. How am I gonna know if I don't try? Otokawa hooks her fingers on the stitches of the ball and begins to wind up. Stance. Otokawa swings her arm and releases the ball. She snaps her wrist at the last second. Whoosh! The ball goes speeding towards Isabe. Just before it gets to the box, it suddenly changes direction and curves out. Poofed. Isabe didn't expect Otokawa to be able to throw a trick ball. He almost misses but manages to catch the ball. Wow, that was like a textbook curveball. I'm shocked at the sharp curveball. Even a total layperson would say that was an incredible curveball. It was slower than the last one, but it still measured 119 kilometers on the gun. How was it? Otokawa shakes out her arm and shoulder and asks Isabe, who's in shock. Can you do other pitches too? Shall I try a fork then? Otokawa takes the ball. This time she spreads her index and middle fingers apart and jams the ball between them. I hope this works. Otokawa mumbles. She winds up gracefully again. Stance. Whoosh! Otokawa swings her arm out wide and throws the ball hard. The ball flies in a straight line. It suddenly sinks and flies straight towards Isabe in a downward movement. Poofed! I can't believe it. She really threw a forkball. Takagawa is totally enraptured. He's so relieved that he doesn't have to pitch. Is this enough? Otokawa takes a deep breath and takes the glove off. She comes back from the mound. Wow, Otokawa, I didn't know you played baseball. Were you keeping it a secret to surprise us? Give me a break. I've never played baseball until today. Oh, come on. Stop being so modest. No, it's true. Besides, if I had experience, I would have been the pitcher since the beginning. So what? You're saying that you could pitch like that from the beginning? To tell you the truth, I read some books yesterday and studied a bit. Like how to hold the ball and things like that. Man, if that's what she gets from studying some books, all that Bible study, man, she's gonna be doing miracles after a while, right? Even if it's for appearances, I figured I should learn a little bit about baseball if I was going to be in the club. You could throw like that just by reading a book? Takagawa and I are so shocked, we don't know what to say. Otokawa's no joke. Wow, I'm impressed. I didn't think there was anyone more impressive than me. I guess I have to relinquish the pitcher position to you. I guess I'll have to show my mettle as a hitter. Give me a break. Miyagishi's way better hitter than Isabe. We don't even need to prove it. I guess next we should check out how everyone hits. I'll show you my Jacobini shooting star hit. Isabe says and swings the bat like he's the greatest. Let's work on batting next time. It's almost time to go home. But Isabe looks disappointed. I'm the president. I should make those decisions. Okay then, if you're the baseball club president, Otakawa is the team captain. What? You're totally undependable. True, I agree that Otakawa should be captain. Fujiwara and Endo nod their heads in agreement. I agree too. Ditto. I'm the last one. I think about it for a second and slowly speak. I guess I agree too. I feel bad for Isabe, but even if we could win, with him leading us, we'd lose. You? Calm down. You're not getting removed as president. I guess I have no choice. This isn't sitting well with Isabe, but he has no choice but to accept it since there isn't anyone supporting him. So what are we going to call ourselves? We're going to play a match with our schoolmates, so we should come up with a name. That's an idea. We'll put it on the uniform, so I want it to be a cool name. I want it to be a cute name. How about the Die Die Team? What's cute about that? And it's not cool either. How about Katsuo and his fun friends? No, thank you. I don't want to wear anything that says that on it. But it's clear and simple. How about the Crusaders? Otakawa suggests timidly. That's good. I think that'd work on our uniforms, too. I think that's good. It's much better than anyone else's. Heh. It's a perfect name for our team. I agree. Ditto. I think it's good, too. I accept the name, too. It's an appropriate name for a team whose goal is to defeat the social club. Okay, it's decided then. What, my opinion doesn't matter? How about Katsuo Isabe and the Crusaders? Everyone looks at Isabe icily instead of responding. I guess not, huh? Let's call it a day. We have exams after the weekend. We'll start classes the day after exams end. Otakawa says, then she thinks for a moment and looks at me. I think you know this, but if you get a black mark on the exams, it's all over. Why? I feel like she's directing this at me. What does getting a black mark on the exams have anything to do with the baseball game? If you get a black mark, you'll have to attend remedial classes after school. Then you won't be able to come to practice. And morning practice is out, too. If you attend remedial classes, you'll be so tired you won't even be able to stand up the next day. It sounds indecent the way Miyagishi says it. I get a bad feeling. I don't want to waste our precious practice time, so just keep that in mind about the exams. I'm not really worried about anyone other than Hayami-kun. Wait a second, why only me? I complain about Odakawa's discrimination. It doesn't seem right that I'm the only one. There are others who she should be worried about. Isabe seems even stupider than me, and Takigawa's a little questionable too. And the three from the dorm, the people other than Kaneda and Odakawa don't seem like very good students. Because you seem like the worst student here, and you have the handicap of just having transferred here. So I'm the only one? What about Isabe? I point at Isabe and ask Odakawa. Me? I'm fine. Isabe says like it's a given. I don't believe Isabe for a second. He's fine. I know it's hard to believe, but he's always been a good student. When I was in the same class as Odakawa, we competed for first place. But I never lost. No way! Even after hearing it from Odakawa, I still didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. Then what about Takigawa? Who, me? It'd be faster to count from the top. Let's see. Who, me? It would be faster to count from the top to rank me. No way. Then what about Miyagishi and Nonomiya? I asked about my last two hopes. Other than gym class, I can't imagine that they get good grades. How rude, are you saying we're stupid? Hey, I can't believe you called me stupid. Sorry to disappoint you, but Nonomiya and I raise the average. We're not like you, we'll bring it down. I'm shocked to be called an idiot by an idiot. No way, you guys look stupid. I can't believe what I'm being told. I thought we were all the same, but they've been studying on the sneak. How do you get it? Excuse me, not how. Now do you get it? If you don't take the average grades here seriously, you're going to get a black mark. The stupid people have it hard. The stupid people. Ever since the remedial system started, the average has gotten even higher. The stupid people are frantic. Stupid people are sinful creatures. I'm so glad I wasn't born stupid. I endure the humiliation and regret that I didn't study harder. Shit. I know now that I'm dangerously close to the average line, perhaps even closer to the black mark line. There are only 2 days left to exams. What can I do in 2 days? Even if I get home and start studying right away, it'll only be a gesture, and no matter how hard I try, I haven't taken many notes since I came here, so there's nothing for me to study. Odakawa's worries are going to come true. If I do get a black mark, not only will I inconvenience everyone, I'll have to attend remedial classes. A double shocker awaits me. That's the bell to go home. Let's close up. I'm going home. I'm gonna go home and research on do-or-die batting techniques. Everyone starts to leave the field. Hayami-kun, you haven't forgotten our arrangement, have you? Miyagishi says sternly. Huh? I don't know what she's talking about. Are you playing dumb? The video! She says back to me even more sternly. You're gonna buy us one, right? A video. They mean like a VCR. Which is like super ultra mega outdated. But I still have VHS tapes. You're the one who got us into this mess, so you're definitely gonna buy one to make up for this. But she's serious about making me buy one. You're gonna buy us a video player, right? Nanomiya joins in. I get even more depressed. I was gonna let it go for a while, but after what happened today, I've changed my mind. You will buy one right away. Today, right now. This is extortion. I feel like I'm being strung up by the Yakuza. But I don't have the money together yet. I begged him to wait. I don't have enough left to buy a VCR this month. You have a credit card. You can use that and not have to come up with the cash right now. Sell your internal organs if you have to. I mean, why not, right? This is ridiculous. Look, you're not coming in the dorm until you buy one. I don't care if you have to steal it. They say and leave me behind. Why did I agree to this? Wait, I was forced to agree to it. There's no way I can buy one right now. I won't have a choice but to go steal one. But a video deck is too big to steal, I'll get caught for sure. Wait a second. I realized something just then. I don't have to steal it from a store. There's a much closer place. I can steal one from the school. Yes, there's the perfect place where there are plenty of video decks and things. Sudo's Photography Club. I remember seeing numerous video decks when I was there. And what's even better is that I remember the code to get into the room. Why are you spacing out? Let's go home. As I'm standing there thinking, Otakawa comes up to me. Sorry, I have to do something. You go ahead. What are you saying? You have to go home and study. I'll be right there. I promise. Okay, but come right home. Otakawa is exasperated, but she leaves me behind. Phew! Okay. I head for Sudo's photography club. I'm sure Sudo has gone home already. I head towards the photography club. Okay, guys, this is gonna be the end for right now. We'll be back with more discipline next week. I just wanted to get through all the baseball stuff and get into the next part of the game where something probably crazy is going to happen. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I'm out. I'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more discipline.